13. Hints for those that would be rich. The use of money is all the advantage there is in having money. For £6 a year, you may have the use of £100 if you are a man of known prudence and honesty. He that spends a groat a day idly spends idly above £6 a year, which is the price of using £100. He that wastes idly a groat's worth of his time per day, one day with another, wastes the privilege of using £100 each day. He that idly loses 5 pence worth of time loses 5 pence, and might as prudently throw 5 pence in the river. He that loses 5 pence not only loses that sum, but all the advantage that might be made by turning it in dealing, which, by the time that a young man becomes old, amounts to a comfortable bag of money. Again, he that sells upon credit asks a price for what he sells equivalent to the principal and interest of his money for the time he is like to be kept out of it. Therefore, he that buys upon credit pays interest for what he buys. And he that pays ready money might let that money out to use, so that he that possesses anything he has bought pays interest for the use of it. Consider, then, when you are tempted to buy any unnecessary household stuff or any superfluous thing, whether you will be willing to pay interest, and interest upon interest, for it as long as you live, and more if it grows worse by using. Yet, in buying goods, 'tis best to pay ready money, because he that sells upon credit expects to lose 5% by bad debts. Therefore he charges on all he sells upon credit an advance that shall make up that deficiency. Those who pay for what they buy upon credit pay their share of this advance. He that pays ready money escapes or may escape that charge. A penny saved is 2 pence clear. A pin a day is a groat a year. By Benjamin Franklin.
听力课堂, thinkclass.com